Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler. And this week, we are going to be talking to Ashley Cunningham of Nanny Announcements. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
I'm so excited to have you. We've been chatting for a while now, and I'm so excited we finally got to make this happen.
Me too. I love Chronicles of Nania, so I just was so excited when you reached out to me. I was like, yes, like, so I'm very honored to be here, so thank you.
Oh, thanks. And I love nanny announcements. But before we talk about nanny announcements, I would love to hear your like nanny journey, your journey in childcare world.
Okay. Well, I've been in the childcare world for about 8 years to like 9 years. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri. So I went to school in Missouri State, which is like down in like Springfield, kind of by the Lake of the Ozarks, if you're like familiar with Missouri. Or have you ever heard of the Ozark show on Netflix? Like that's kind of like, yeah, it's like in that, like, kind of like, well, that Lake of the Ozarks, that's, they generate that in Missouri. So but I went to school there for child and family development, and I worked in like daycare. So I started in a daycare life and worked there for like 3 years. And then my aunt actually, she lives in San Diego, which is that's where I'm at right now, called me one day and was like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, like I was so super excited. I've never had cousins, first cousin. So when she told me she was pregnant, I was like, oh my goodness. And then she told me she was having twins. And I was like, oh yeah, like you're going to need some help. And so she was like, do you want to be my nanny? And I was like, huh? she was like, yeah, like we'll get somehow figure out how to get you here to San Diego. And, you know, you can work with me part-time. And then she's like, I have like other families that need help with that would need help as well. And I was like, done.
Yeah.
So within like 2 weeks after that call, like I packed up myself and I moved to San Diego, and I've been nannying for about 3 years. That was like 3 years ago. And I've been working with like multiple families since, and I'm currently like with my family, like my full-time family now, but I only have like 2 weeks left, and I'm transitioning to a new like area. I haven't announced it yet, like where I'm moving yet. I kind of want to like be surprised for everybody. So stay tuned to that for everybody, but I am transitioning to like a new, I'm moving. So like job and all that. So yeah, that's kind of like my journey. Like I'm just chugging along, you know, living my life through nannies. And I just love being the nanny. Like so fun.
Isn't it the best?
Like it's literally the best thing ever. Like I can't even describe it to people like when I'm like talking about it. I'm like, you just have to be in it. Like it's so unique and so just fun.
Like, it really is. I love that every day is different.
Yes.
And it's like just all about connection with these tiny, wonderful, curious beings.
Right. And then just like to know like you were just part of that little, their little grow up, you know, like, and it's just really cool. Like, and just the connections, like you said, like connections making with the family. Like, I just, I love connecting. Like, I just love being around. I'm a social bug. So just like talking to people and stuff. So like, I just, that's why I just, I don't know. Just being Nanny is just where I'm at. Like when I first started, I was like, yep, this is it. I was mad I took this long. I was like, dang, why did I do this while I was in college?
But yeah for sure. I feel like you know, I always ask people their journeys, and I love hearing them, because I do feel like for a lot of people that have become career nannies, a lot of times it was like, you know, a family brought it up, or I mean that's right. Actually what happened to me too is Yeah, I was taking notes for a family friend. When I first moved to Chicago, I just like had to find any work. And so a family friend was like, I have this business, like dinner meeting, and I need a note taker. And I was like, I am an excellent note taker. I can do this. And so I went, and the dinner was, you know, being served, and I got to eat too, which is great. But I'm allergic to tree nuts. And so I like had to ask about all these things. And the person I was working for was like, oh my gosh, do you babysit? Because my kids are also allergic to tree nuts, and it would be so great to have someone who already knows all about it.
So
I started babysitting, and then she hired me as a nanny. So,
wow, that's crazy. Like that little thing, like,
yeah,
that's really cool. Oh, see, look, and now look at us. We boom, like started. Super cool.
I love that. And I'm excited to hear where you're moving when it's announced. That's such a fun, like, little secret.
You know, I was just like, I'm going to keep it tied and just like, you know, announce it. Like, oh, here we are now. Like, nanny announcements. Ashley has moved. I've moved here. So I just like, you know, just to keep it fun and spontaneous, I guess. That's kind of how I am. But I like, just keep it. I like surprises. So I like to surprise others.
Yes. Well, speaking of nanny announcements, let's hear about like, where did the idea come from, and what is nanny announcements?
Okay. So, honestly, nanny announcements came from me watching lives. It sounds so crazy, but, so during, you know, obviously when we got started with the pandemic last year, people started going on lives and just started, you know, sharing their life and sharing like their tips, their stories, like everything. But they would always like announce like, oh, like, don't forget about this. Don't forget about this. Don't forget about this. Like, they would just like announce all these events and like things happening. And I was trying to connect a lot with this industry because, like I told you, I'm a social butterfly. And when you're a nanny, you get isolated a little bit when you're at work. So I connected a lot through social media. And so when they started doing all these like event, like shouted all these things, I was like, man, like we need somewhere like where everybody could just like go to and know like what's happening, because I was so confused. Like, people are in different time zones. So much is like somebody's doing a live here, someone's holding an event here. And I just like, I didn't want to miss out, because like, that's how you get connected. And that's how, I mean, like, those are my coworkers and those are my friends. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start like a business, like a page to like help advertise other people's business and like help like connect this industry, you know, be aware, like bring awareness to this industry and like help connect. So like basically like Nanny Announcements is like a platform where I, you know, broadcast other businesses. So I shout out, you know, their product they're selling, or they just launched their business, or have like a, you know, hosting events. I post that on my page just for like other nannies to see. Like, I follow a bunch of nannies and agencies on my page, just and then I also bring like awareness. So I bring like stories to people by, I also have like a show I have once a week. It's on YouTube now. Where I just bring like stories that happen in our industry, like to bring awareness, like this is happening, like maybe we need to change this, we need to do this about it, and just so people know, like, you know, what's happening, and try to connect people together, because we're so like spread out. And so kind of, you know, Nanny Announcements is just a place where you can just know all what's happening. You know, I bring all awareness to all things in the industry, connect and inform you, with other nannies in events and businesses. So yeah, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah, that's where it started.
It started by just like watching lives, and I was like, nah, we need somewhere people just know what's happening.
I also sometimes feel, you know, I really want to support everyone. And there's also stuff that I like, I'm like, oh, I actually really want the information that they're talking about.
Yeah. But it's sometimes it's so hard to keep up with because one, they're in different time zones, or one, you're working, they're, you know, it's just like everybody's schedules are different. So they have obviously do it for your own, like, and I was like, that's why we need somewhere to just be able to come to, and like people can come to my page and know, like, I, you know, I'm always like posting events. I have a monthly calendar where I offer, like, that calendar, like, literally has every single day, like, has the events that are taking place. Like, I try to keep up with everybody. Like, I mean, there's literally a live that happens every day or some type of event that is happening every single day. Like, and not like a lot of nannies don't know that because it's hard to keep up. Like, there's so many platforms and, you know, you can jump on. So I don't know. That's kind of how I brought up nanny announcements. And I know I'm just trying to make it big. And, you know, everybody's like, you know what, let me go to nanny announcements real quick to see what's happening today. You know, and that's kind of how I vision it. And then that's just me connecting. I'm trying to connect more with nannies and agencies, and which is a bunch because there's so many people in this industry. So
but, for sure. Yeah. So how can a nanny who, let's say somebody wants to have, they have something in the nanny industry and they want it to be announced on your site. Go about getting that, making that happen.
So I offer like promotional packages, different types of packages. I have like three different packages that I offer. And each package contains like a certain amount of posts that I'll put on my page. So like package number one is like one post and one page post is what I call it. So like that will pay, post literally like on my page, you know? So then that, and then I also do like a story post. So I post it on my story as well. And then like the next package is like two page posts, two story posts. And then like the big one is four page posts, four story posts. And you just basically like go, you know, to my website, nannyannouncements.com. And whenever like you're ready to like launch, you know, you have a product that you want to launch, you just pick what package you want. Say you want me to post it twice that week or once that week, then you would pick which one, or four times that week, or you know, I'm really flexible. Like I can do one week. If you do like package number two and you want to do like one week and then the other week, we can do it. It's like all on the website, but yeah, go, nanny announcements is where you book it. And yeah, the packages, it just all depends on how much you want me to post for you. Like, and I don't really take away from the business when I post. I always shout out, I always tag you in it. I always, you know, make it broadcast like this is their business and not take away mine. You know, like it's just another platform for people to see and, you know, and advertise as well. So
yeah, and they're all so reasonably priced. So
yes,
if you're listening to this and feeling nervous about like, well, I'm a nanny and a new business owner and I don't have a lot of money, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck here.
That's when I set it so low because I know how it feels when you start business, like a bit, you don't have a lot of money. And plus we're nannies. Some of nannies just don't make a lot, you know, we just don't make a lot of money as it is. So I wanted to make it very affordable and attract people. Like she's very affordable and I'm very convenient, you know, nice. And I just want to like make people like advertise people's business. Like I just want to help them. Like I don't want to take away anybody. I just love helping people. Like, and that's why I'm a nanny. So that's what my page is for, is just to help your business, like, and to help you, even if you like just started your nanny page and you're like turning your branding yourself into on your nanny page. Let me shout you out. That's kind of how it is. Like I'll shout out anything just because that's what I'm trying to do, bring awareness to this industry and show all these nannies, how much, you know, we're shining out here. We're doing our thing.
We really are. Can you tell me more about the monthly calendar option?
Yeah. So I also have a monthly calendar. So literally, it's an app that it is Android friendly and iPhone friendly. So you will go to the website as well and book it as, you know, you'll go to the bottom of it and it says book package here. You'll say monthly calendar. And then I will send you the link to the app and you like download the app and then you'll be invited into the nanny announcements events. And literally the app will, it will give you notifications of when the event is happening and taking place. And I just put all the events that are happening, like, when there's a live, there's, anything, like, it's on there, so it's very convenient, so you're like, let me see what's happening today, and then you just open up the app, and it's right there.
And it's just a one-time fee, or is that every month you pay?
Yep, it's a monthly fee, so it is $6 monthly. $6 each month.
Cheaper than Netflix, folks.
Yeah, it's like
attuned to your needs.
Yeah, it literally does. And so whenever you have an event, like I just put it on the calendar and I can add it for you or add it on there, and whoever has the calendar or the link will be able to see it, and it'll pop up on your phone. I get notifications all the time. I'm like, oh, let me go. Like, this is my live I like, or this is the person, you know, this is the one I wanted to look into today. So
awesome. Yeah. So does that, it's $6 for the monthly calendar. Yep. Does that get you the ability to have your event on the calendar and access to the calendar?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. So far. That's
we're going to sign me up right after we get done with this episode. Okay.
No, I love it. Yes. It's so easy. It's just so convenient. I mean, very convenient. Use it every day. Like, it's one of my notifications that comes to my phone every day now. And I love it.
That's perfect. Yeah. I love that too. I love that you saw a need and filled it so beautifully. And I think what you said about nannying being very isolating is so true. Or it can be, you know, like we have our nanny squads, but even right now I feel very, far away from my nanny squad because we can't do play dates and things like that we normally get to do.
Since I started being a nanny, like that's the first thing I noticed. I was just like, oh, like, I'm like, who am I get to talk to? Like my little babies are, you know, I love them, but after a while it's like, I need a little adult conversation. And like you say, like we have our squads, but I mean, ever since COVID, like we can't, like, I mean, every family is so different about their protocols about it. So you just can't, like,
right.
And so that's why I was like, you know, and let me just try to find a place to connect people. And because I'm trying to, like, I was trying to connect people, like try to connect myself to other people. So I was like, I know I'm not the only one that's in this situation either. So like,
yeah. Let me just
throw it out.
Yes. And I think that it's so, in that we can't do play dates and we can't do like in-person happy hours with our nanny friends anymore, that has taken away a lot. But something that I think the change in our lives has given us is that we can connect, or we've always had the ability, but we're more able to like quickly connect with people that are far away. So like you and I live hundreds of miles away from each other. But I do think that something like nanny announcements gives us this really lovely opportunity to feel more like we're part of a nanny squad with people all over the world.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was trying to hope for. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I envisioned for too. Just you know, a place where you can just connect, you know, meet up with everybody. And that's why I try to like host events like wine nights for everybody to come, or game nights, just so people can come and just hang out, like, and talk and vent, because we don't like, you're my coworker, like,
right?
But
right.
Even though you're in thousand miles away from me, but you're my coworker, which is the unique thing about being a nanny. Like, nobody understands but being a, when you're a nanny, like, yeah. I can't explain that to nobody else. Like, yeah, they're my coworker, yeah, my friend, she's in Chicago, like, or Atlanta or something like that. Like, yeah, but we're friends, like,
yeah,
that's how they be.
And I totally agree with you about, like, there, no one understands a nanny day like another nanny, you know, yeah. Even with really supportive significant others or friends that even are maybe teachers or something that is also involving children. It's just so different.
Yes, it really is. Like, it's so different. I mean, because we're working inside the household, and yeah, once you're inside it, it's a whole nother vibe. Like, it's a whole nother world. Like, whole nother world. That's where, you know, everything happens is inside it. So we experience it all. So it's very, very unique. And I think that's why one thing I really fell in love with being a nanny, because I was always being unique one, or like, you know, the little, not different, but, you know, I always felt like I was a little outcaster. So now I'm like a nanny. I'm like, it's just part of it.
Right. Yeah. And I also love because nannying, like, we have the emotional, social and emotional side of being isolated, but I also think there's this like activism and political side that sometimes gets hurt by the fact that we are so isolated, that we don't, there's no nanny union, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we can like fight for our rights. And right? So I think that there's, when we do make these connections, there's also this benefit of like activism and like, you know, a fellow nanny telling you like, know your worth, or, you know, when people get on the nanny boards on Facebook and things and talk about, oh, this is what just happened. And, you know, a bunch of nannies come in and sometimes they pile on and sometimes it's not great advice, but sometimes it's like, girl, like, get out of there, or guy, yeah, get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, this is bad and this is why. And
why? Yeah. And yeah, no, you're so right. Like, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, that's, yeah, like, it has so much benefit for it. So it's like, just connect. Yeah. I just being able to connect a platform, just to be able to connect everybody together. It's just, yeah, it has so many beneficials, because once you're connected, you can learn something from that person and you just have no idea where it can take you. And yeah, so unique about it. Yeah.
And even like, you know, right now, a lot of nannies, and it differs state by state, country by country, but a lot of nannies are trying to figure out, you know, when do I qualify for the vaccine, and how do I get the vaccine, right, and all of these things. And I think that, you know, just having a widespread group of nannies that you can go to and be like, what research have you already done? Like, this is what I know. What do you know? And we can put our pieces of research together so that we're not each individually spending hours of the free time we do not have.
Exactly. Researching it. Yeah. And I mean, right. I mean, you're so right. That's why, right. We need to come together. Like, as a like, we can work in this industry. We kind of have to work together, like, in order to make it, you know, better. Once we connect, you know, each other, we have to work together as a team, because, yeah, that's how businesses work. I mean, and that's how this, you know, that's how, and we're a business. A nanny is a business. So it's like, yeah, you have to work as a team and connect and come together, be able to come together and learn from each other. Like, and that's why I love, like, even though I'm not as, like, so I don't want to say I love social media, but that's why I love, like, the groups or these platforms out there like that, because that's how some of us girls are able to vent or get out of what's on our mind.
Right.
Yeah, because some of us don't have the ability to meet other people while we're out, or other nannies close to them. Like, I've been here for 3 years and I haven't really met a nanny in San Diego that I'm, you know, close with. So like all my connection is on, is outside and online. Like, so, but that's just, you know, I don't know. I think I don't know if that's just San Diego or what, but yeah.
A year of it has been COVID times. I mean,
exactly. And then two years of that, I was getting used to living in San Diego, like a whole new different state too. So right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I know I wasn't the only one. So like, I love these groups we have out here. I think they're just so beneficial. So if you're not like part of one and you feel like you're isolated or, you know, you don't have anyone to talk to, like, I advise you to get, you know, join one of the groups, even if you're not a social media person. It does really help, like, help you.
Yeah, and I think something like involving yourself in the calendar is a great way to not feel like you're wasting time on social media, right?
Thank you. You don't have to
navigate. Let me do that. Yourself. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, actually, like, do it,
I,
y'all.
Yeah, like that's what I devote. Like that's what I'm like telling you. Like I will do the work. You just sit and here you go.
Right.
Let me do the background and yeah. And that's exactly what the calendar is for. It's for that. Like so you don't have to sit there and figure out which one I can attend, or and then you're like, wait, hold up, like that one just like when they're all just pretty as can be right there in front of you, lined out.
Love
it. The hard work is done for you.
Yeah, and I had weirdly an acting teacher once a while ago say something that has really stuck with me about. He was talking about his phone. But I think it applies to social media too. Of he was like, you can either be used by it or you can use it. And that's really stuck with me because I agree. Like my hackles go up a little bit when someone is like, social media is ruining whatever. Because I'm like, there are some really lovely things happening. We need to take responsibility for how we are engaging in social media. Like you can have boundaries on social media and it can
be such
a pleasant, lovely place.
Yeah. That's the key. Like the boundaries, like you have to have like when some people are like, I just need to delete my social media. And I'm just like, well, maybe it's the people that you're following or what you are doing on your social media that's making you feel like you are so overwhelmed by it. And don't get me wrong, social media is very overwhelming, but once you set your boundaries for it, and the boundaries is the key word for it. And once you do that, I mean, I feel like you're right. There's so much beneficial to it as well. You just kind of have to educate yourself on it too, about what's the beneficial part about it and what's not.
I think like taking a break to help figure out your boundaries is lovely.
You're right.
You know, if you are feeling overwhelmed, I think like being like, okay, I'm going to, you know, kind of how some people do like elimination diets of like what, because I don't, you know, sometimes you're like, I don't even know what is overwhelming me about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because I guess I kind of just took a little break from it too. Like just, I was still on it, but I didn't like post myself. Yeah, because I was learning how to set my, you're right. And it's okay to do that too. Yeah, you're right. And I mean, you have to learn your bat, like you have to figure out it first before you just jump in it. So you're right. I think, but the key word for it is boundaries, I promise.
Right. And I think, I really think that nanny announcements can help you with those boundaries because then you're not having to slog through all of it, like we just said. But, you know, like you can just look at the calendar and then be like, okay, these are the events I want to attend this week. So I'll get on social media for those. And then, you know, if I spend 5 more minutes like scrolling and finding something else, cool. But if not, if I don't have that 5 minutes, then I got exactly what I wanted and needed out of this interaction.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it's for. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like, and that's why I wanted to, you know, help people. And because we can't really scroll on our phones when we're not at work. But some people, you know, like I said, like, but I can, you know, sometimes I listen to things at work, like have my earphones in, even though, I mean, one earphone in, even right. though I'm working, I'm still able to listen to others. So, but I can't, yeah. That's why I'm here. Like, use my platform, my guys. I'm like, and it's very affordable. I know, like, we're all in the time of, you know, struggle right now, and we're nannies, so we don't make the big bucks either. So, and some people don't, and some of us do. But, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just use me. I'm here to help you. And I'm very flexible. So if you can't do it, you know, something happens one week, and yeah, just I'm here. I'm here for y'all. I'm here to help yeah. you. That's what I wanted Nanny Mountains to do, just to help others.
Let me ask you this. Broadcast do you, work. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you, does some of your things, cause I am not on the monthly calendar yet, although mm-hmm. by the time this airs, I shall be. but, do you also have things that are for nanny kids that are posted? Like lives that are like Nanny Miss Monique, who has been a guest a few times on mine, will do like live readings that are intended for children.
Uh-huh. Yeah, literally when I say like every live. So I have her on there, mm-hmm. but she goes live like 3 or 4 times a week. She does mm-hmm. one with the, she has story time. She has 2 story times and then like author interview. But they're all three on separate different days, and some of them are different times. I have all of that, like all of that. Like it says, it will say story time with so and so, or live event with so and so, or event with this, and it will have it's color coordinated, nice. And it has like times on there. The times I even put in parentheses like their time zone of that event, because you know we're all different time zones, so it will, you know. You can know like, okay, it starts at this time and that, you know, she's Central Standard Time, but I'm, you know, Pacific. So I know it's happening in 2 hours or something like today or, but yeah, it's all on there. Like it's so, and then even some of them have like notes, like, so if you click on it, we'll have like an extra little saying, you know, describing like special guest is this today, or, you know, the story is this, if I know the story or happen to know, or they have like a little extra information, but yeah, it's very convenient. I love it. Like, yeah, it's super easy download. It's Android, iPhone friendly. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure everybody has either Android and iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're working on a BlackBerry, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. If you are, then I mean, we can figure something out, but I'm pretty most of us are.
I heard recently that like Kim Kardashian, which I
still have.
Yeah, she like has an iPhone that she just does like pictures on, but then she has a BlackBerry for all her texting because she doesn't want to give it up.
I can totally see her being like doing that because she's so extra anyways. I can totally see her like out. Oh man, that's funny.
I also feel very much the fact that that's in my brain. There was this running joke on 30 Rock for a long time that was like, why do I know that about the Kardashians? And like, I think it was 30 Rock. It might've been Kimmy Schmidt. It was definitely a Tina Fey joint, but, but yeah. And so I feel very much like that of like, why do I know that? But I do know that. But anyway, what I was going to say is that I think because there's like content, like lives that are for nanny kids, potentially, you all know your nanny families, but potentially there might be room for the nanny family to pay the $6 a month.
You're right. No, yeah. And that's why I'm yes, I have a vision for to take it more, like maybe have one just for families, nanny family. Mm-hmm. So it's just associated for events. And then I also have a kind of vision with agencies. One is just associated for agencies. So maybe they can do job postings or, you know, or they're looking for a nanny in, you know, certain areas or something like that, or just, yeah. So I have a vision that it's you know, gonna move up, keep leveling up on it. But yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking too, like eventually families are gonna want to do this because, you know, a lot more lives are, you know, some lives are portrayed just for kids. And yeah, and then that will help those people that are doing those lives get their kid, you know, kids involved and families involved. And that's what I'm sure when you're doing a story time, I mean, that's your, I'm sure that's your goal is to get kid, you know, the kids on there.
Right.
And yeah, so that's another way on the, why I'm here to help you. So yeah.
Right.
Definitely, yeah. Eventually we're going to get there. You know, we're
yeah, but there. I even level think it up. A nanny right now could ask a nanny family, you know, like if they would be open to paying the $6 a month so that the nanny knows when all these lives are going to be. And cause like my nanny kid and I watched one of Nanny Miss Monique's story times the other day. And like my nanny kid loved it, you know,
loved it. Just, yeah. I watch hers too. Like me and my nanny kid do too all the time. Like, yeah, love it. Yeah. And you're right. And I mean, yeah, like ask your nanny family, like, hey, like there's this, you know, she's a nanny as well. And she put, you know, brought out this calendar. It has, you know, all the monthly events. It's like $6. Like, do you mind helping me pay, like pay for it? Or like in all some of these events on here, me and, you know, so-and-so can attend to, like your nanny kid's name, you know, can attend. Like, I'm more than willing, like I told you, I'm more than willing, like flexible. So if that's, I can send the link to them, send the link to you. Like they can even send, I can send it to both of them if that's what they want. Like, yeah, like, yeah, but I want, you know, say they're like, yeah, I'm willing to pay it, but I kind of want to know it too. Like,
yeah,
sure. Done. Like I'm flexible, you guys. So just let me know.
Yeah. That's lovely too. Of like, you can meet the needs of different people. So if you are sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, but like, this isn't quite what I'm looking for, I would reach out to Ashley.
Yes. She's
very kind.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And that's what I'm like, yeah, I'm here to help. Like, that's what I want people to realize. Like, I don't want to take anybody's business. I don't want you to take anybody's name. I'm just here to like shout it out, help you, because I know how hard it is to shout your name and to get your name out there and to get people to come to your business, especially when you're starting it. And so that's why I was like, let me just try to help people. You know, I love helping. So let me know what I can do. Send me an email at nannyannouncements@gmail.com or go to nannyannouncements.com.
Yeah, the link's down in the show notes. So
yeah.
I feel like you can remember it even if you're driving or doing dishes, but just in case, it's down there.
Yeah, very simple. Yeah, that's another thing. Like I try to keep everything very simple, affordable, because we already got way too much as nanny as it is. So
yes.
And that's why I have like my page, because we already got too much going on. We don't got time to sit here and squirrel. So come to my page. You don't have to squirrel. I already did all that for you.
Love so. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm also curious, like, I guess what advice you have for nannies who are like, they have a great idea for a business like you did and you made it a reality, but they're hesitant to like take that first step. Do you have advice for a nanny who wants to start a side hustle or?
So what I would say to people is that to put your mind, once you have your mindset to it, to just do it. If you want to start something, just start it. Like, try not to sit there and second guess yourself. I am a second guesser all the time. I'm always the what if person. And starting Nanny Announcements, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I never thought it was going to blossom and do it, you know, where I'm at now in this industry, you know, all the people I have following me. And it was just literally starting. I literally started this in nap time. Like I was just like, start this page. And then a week later, I even made my own website, like, and I just taught myself because I knew I wanted to do this. Like, I was like, I wanted some type of side hustle, some type of gig or some type of, you know, something that I can devote myself to. And so I was like, just do it. So my advice to you is just begin it, begin that adventure. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed in yourself. It's not going to be easy because entrepreneur life or any, that beginning something new is never easy, but once you're in it and you see the progress of what you learned from yourself, that's worth it all. So I just say begin it. And if you believe in yourself, because you can do anything.
Yes, totally agree. And I know for me, and I think this is true of a lot of nannies, that sometimes I struggle to do things when I think it's just for me. So when I put myself in the position of like, should I start this business, or, you know, even like different things.
Right.
But I do want to say, like, nanny announcements, and I'm sure whatever business idea has been rattling around in your brain, listener, like, don't let your anxiety rob the world of your vision.
Vision. Thank you. Yes. Because your vision. Yeah. So sorry.
It's
keep going.
Important. No, I just, yeah. We're like just hyping each other up. I love it.
Like, so passionate about it. Yes.
But yeah, like, I mean, that was kind of with this podcast too. That was the same thing, as I was like, you know, maybe my mom will listen. And like, I didn't know if anyone would listen, but I love talking to people and I love talking to other nannies. And so I just started.
Yeah. And that's why I love it. Cause like you're just talking to, like, and you're shining people, and, you know, you're doing kind of what I do, like shout people out and help, and like learn about them and connect with them. And I love it. Like, that's why I love listening to your podcast too. Cause right. Yeah. Like, these are so fun, but, you're so right. Like, it's just do it, you guys. I promise. Yeah, like, don't let your anxiety hold back.
We all have something to contribute, and by virtue of being a nanny, you're already like contributing to the world, you know, like you're already helping raise this next generation. But if you have something rattling around inside of you that's beyond nannying, do it.
That's
or even in the world of nanny.
right. Even if it's in nanny, like, or bring it to the nanny world if it's not, because our world can take anything. Like, we can turn it into anything in our world. But don't let the world, don't hold back, because the world could use you. We could use that, your idea, or, you know, you have no idea who you connect, like who you may help or connect with while you started. And you would have never done that, been able to help that person or connect that person if you never started your business or idea or whatever it is you may want to start. So
even if you're like thinking like, I want to record an album of music, do it. And then talk about it on nanny announcements.
And let me shout you out with it. No, do it. Like, and it doesn't even like, and I would say like, don't even let your, because a lot of people say, well, I'm a little older. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are or what it is. Like, start it. Like, because like, if COVID taught us anything this last year, for sure, is to just live life, like embrace every second of what we, you know, of it, of life. And so do it, like embrace, start your business, start your idea. Let me help you shout it out. And when you start, you don't have to worry about like, how am I gonna let people know? Like, oh, you know, I got nanny announcements to do that. So, and she's affordable. So I don't have to worry about that.
I love that. Wonderful. Well, is there anything else that you want to talk about today, Ashley?
No, well, I just started a YouTube channel, everybody. I used to go live once a month, like once every Monday, called Nanny News. And like, I would deliver like news stories that were happening in our industry, because a lot, like, there's stuff that happens. And some, you know, it's kind of juicy. Some of them are juicy, some of them are funny, some of them are very crazy. Like, oh my goodness. Like, so I kind of turned that into like a YouTube channel. So if you go to my Instagram page, which is Nanny Announcements, the link is in the bio. If you're a YouTuber or you're on YouTube, subscribe. I'll be shooting, you know, launching a video about twice a month is kind of what my goal is. And just going to be bringing the juicy, funny, crazy, scary stories of nannies and everybody, childcare workers. So
Love that. And that link will be down in the show notes as well. So, as well as your, Ashley's Instagram. So it's all down there for you. Don't even worry about it. It's there. Oh,
perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna hit the link and just hit the subscribe button. That's all.
Yes. Love it. Well, awesome. Really, listeners, please visit Nanny. Like, it's so wonderful. I love what you're doing, Ashley, for our cohort of workers.
Yeah. Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me like on here and inviting me to, you know, share my story and share my, my work, you know, my idea to the industry. So I really appreciate you having me on.
I'm so glad to have you on. This has been delightful. Well, we end each episode with a fun, cute story, and Ashley has brought one.
Oh, so yes, I have one. It's kind of cute. So I, so I'm mixed, so I'm biracial. So I'm, you know, I'm mixed African American and white, and I nannied this little little boy, and he went to the dentist, and I have curly hair, you guys, so I always wear my hair curly, and he went to the dentist. And the dentist was able, after you go to the dentist, he was able to pick out, you know, his favorite toy. And he kept going back to this doll. And the and she's like, the doll was, you know, black and curly. She had curly hair. And she kind of, you know, same skin color as me, caramel tone. And like, you know, his mom was like, okay, well, you can have that. And like, everybody was like, the dentist was like, hey, sure. And she was like, yeah, that's what he wants. Like, and so then, like, I guess when he got into the car, he told his mom, he was like, this looks like Miss Ashley. This is Ashley. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I did it. I made it. Like, I connected with him. So it just melted my heart. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, he was like, this is Ashley. I love her. Like, yes. That was, like, the cutest thing ever. I was like, it melted my heart so much. I was like, you never, like, you have no idea how much that means to me.
Yeah. I love so many aspects of that story. Cause also good job, mom, just being like, cause I could see, you know, some moms might give in to the pressure of like somebody saying like, is this what he wants? Like, really? It's like, actually.
And she was, and she was like, no, that's what he wants. And cause you know, I mean, I'm sure that like the dentist or people are like, are you sure? Like, cause I mean, he's a little boy picking the girl doll. And like, I'm sure they were just thinking like, And she's like, no, that's what he wants. That's what he wants. Like, she's like, you know, that's cool. And that just melted my heart. She's like, he's like, this is like Ashley. I was like, oh, my job is done.
Yes. That's so lovely. And he'll have that doll as you move on.
Exactly. That and just, just have that memory, you know, just connection, you know, to that. So it's just really cool. That was a really cool moment for me. I was like, wow, that's really cool. You connected with your kids. As a nanny, it was a really proud nanny moment. You're like, dang, I connect. Like, I did it. Like, you know, all you really want to do as a nanny is like make that connection with that kid. And, you know, because that's what our job is like, help connect with, you know, help them raise. So it's like, you have to connect with them. So when they did that, I was like, ah.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was so much fun.
this was a blast. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.